This started the Vedic dating consultation on Angela, last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Her date of birth is February 10, 1975. Patient seen, poor Dr. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, last name Hedke, H-E-D-K-E, Hedke. Again, H-E-D-K-E, M-D, of Aver Healthcare Clinic, A-V-E-R-E, Aver Healthcare Clinic, LLC. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 49-year-old female comes for evaluation today. The patient recently was tentatively diagnosed to have a renal cell carcinoma. And she was seeing Dr. Jasti, an oncologist in Denton. However, she wants to switch. That is the reason she is here. New paragraph. History of present illness. The patient had urinary tract infection in August. She subsequently had workup in the hospital, including CT scan, which showed a mass in the left kidney. Patient then was referred to Dr. Jasti, who did see the patient and advise her to see a urologist. So patient saw Dr. Demeter, who requested a biopsy. A CT-guided biopsy attempt was made. However, the biopsy was non-diagnostic. Patient says she called Dr. Jasti's office and subsequently saw her, and she was told she does not have any cancer. So she goes to see Dr. Demeter, D-E-M-E-T-E-R, who said that that was incorrect, that she does have cancer, however, the biopsy was non-diagnostic, so she should have the biopsy. So amid this confusion, patient decided she wants to have a second opinion. That's why she is here. New paragraph. Dr. Demeter has planned a surgical excision on December 26. Prior to that, patient came here to see me to have another opinion, and I agree that she should have either removal of that tumor or the kidney, since the biopsy has been negative. New paragraph. Past medical history. Patient did have cervical cancer 15 years ago. She had total abdominal hysterectomy. I think Dr. Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, M-D, did it according to the patient. Subsequently, about 10 years ago, patient said she had a brain tumor, and she thinks it could have been glioblastoma multiforme, which was treated with chemo and radiation. She says she has been in remission. New paragraph. Even before that diagnosis of glioblastoma, she was treated as pseudo tumor cerebri with frequent lumbar punctures. New paragraph. Her past medical history also included history of hypertension, for which she is on amlodipine and bistolic as well as losartan. The patient also has been on Crestor and acyclovir. She says she has a boyfriend and she also has two children. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 2 inch tall, weighing 213, blood pressure 130 over 82. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular. abdomen obese, extremities minimal edema. New paragraph. She also had recently had endoscopy, which showed third degree internal hemorrhoid. Also acute gastritis without bleeding, and 2 centimeter diaphragmatic hernia without complication. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Possible renal cell carcinoma with a 2 centimeter mass in the left kidney. Diagnosis 2. History of cervical cancer, status post hysterectomy 15 years ago. Diagnosis 3, history of brain tumor, treated with chemo and radiation about 10 years ago. Patient says it was glioblastoma. New paragraph recommendations. We'll try to get the record from Dr. Jasti as well as Dr. Demeter. Once available, we can make further recommendations. For right now, though, I agree with the need to have a surgical removal of the renal mass. Thank you. This is a consultation on Angela Smith. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Carol, C-A-R-O-L, and her last name is Hedke, H-E-D-K-E. Thank you.